Hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry. And with me, as always, is Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Mm-hmm, that's him. And David Wayne.
Hey! Oh,
Jesus.
Wow. Okay. And we got a special guest for you guys. We got Jeff Klein.
Jeff Klein!
That's me. That's me. Thank you.
Is that the first applause we've given somebody?
Probably.
First in a while.
It's the first applause break I've gotten, so I feel happy with it.
I seen it.
No, I was just doing a little foreshadowing up front. That's all.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You know? Cool. So what were we talking about?
Do you know what foreshadowing means, David?
I think so.
Do you think it has anything to do with a shadow?
No, it doesn't. It's where you set up something that's going to be revealed later.
Look at that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, second applause break.
Nailed it, dude. That's my first applause break ever as well.
I thought for sure he was going to say, it starts with groundhogs.
Yeah. Like, Paul Tuckett, Pennsylvania, or whatever the fuck it is.
Puxitani.
But close enough. You know what I mean.
That's Family Guy.
Yeah.
I got excited. That's a good reference, though.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Points for the attempt.
Right.
Puxitani?
Puxitani.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for qualifying, because you're going to remember that now.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be a quiz later, and you'll be like, no.
Well, no, I learned, you know, you've listened. I learn a lot of things. Like, every episode, I learn new words and phrases.
What does it feel like for you guys to have the first comic who's listened to your podcast on your podcast?
I feel like others have listened.
I'm kidding. I haven't listened to all of them, though, because it was a lot of driving.
I'm sorry.
And you guys were my friends in the car. My sad, lonely car.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's the best I can say for that one. But I appreciate it.
No, it was funny.
I think Tommy Gill listened to a few.
Tommy did. Ricky did. I don't think any of the other ones did. Yeah. Maybe Jorge.
Yeah, but what comic actually listens to other comic stuff? Like...
Every comic that I know of.
I listen to Something Planet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would you ever do that?
Where else am I going to get all my premises if I don't listen to other comic stuff?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't understand.
It's like, ooh, I could do that better. And then just steal that.
How am I supposed to sidestep everybody else's bits to make my own if I don't listen to them?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Well, you don't listen to, like, Rogan or any of those other mainstream comics?
You don't
or you just mean, like, local?
No, I just pay attention at the mics.
I don't think you listen to podcasts, though, really, do you?
Not really. I was listening to the Bill Burr one, and then since we started doing this one, I just kind of fell off. Plus, I got XM Radio, so it was kind of unnecessary. So now I can just listen to whatever.
Howard Stern. I know he's on Sirius.
Sirius.
Yeah.
He's just listening to Apollo every day.
Yeah. That's exactly it, man. The Foxhole. That's the other one. Yeah.
But yeah, I was talking about the reason I foreshadowed, if you will, with the gay thing is because Jeff's our first, like, I guess, openly gay guest. I mean, the other ones might have been. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's be honest. Cam's out in L.A. now. He sucked a dick.
This
like,
is true.
That's a given,
That's
right?
How you get stage time out there. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
I mean, that's...
And once we have Selman, it'll be our first closeted gay guest. So.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, no, you do talk about it in your act, but what I was saying is, like, before the podcast, I was saying that it's, I don't know, like, some, like, gay people, like, don't want that to be, like, a part, like, obviously it's part of their life, but, I mean, they don't want to be known for that. Is that, like, do you get that at all, or?
So, it's funny, I've gone back and forth on it, and then I had, when I was way early on, there was another comic coming up, who, I don't know, she doesn't do it much anymore, but she's a African-American female comic, and I was kind of talking to her about, you know, do you let that define you? You know, where do you do? Blah, blah, blah. And she pointed out, she's like, I get booked because I'm a black female comic.
That's weird.
So because, like, you know, like somebody's looking for, like, on a show, like, all right, well, we have this, but I don't have any ethnicity. Here's a black female comic putting them on. So I was like, well, fuck. Like, if that can actually get you bookings, then, yeah, then, you know, whether it be niche or whatever, I'm like, fuck it. If it puts stage time,
Was this comic Wanda Sykes? Or?
Yeah, when we were coming up together.
Black female gay comic, right? Or no, wait. She wasn't gay.
She wasn't gay.
Oh,
not
okay,
everybody I know is gay.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's not what I meant. I thought that's what you said.
You guys outside of it, but like...
Could you even imagine how bookable she'd be if she was gay, too? Oh, my God.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Or trans. Gay and trans.
No, she wouldn't even need to be funny.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean just not necessarily just with comedy. I mean just in general. Like, do you, like, oh, that's gay Jeff. Like, does that ever happen?
That's gay Jeff.
So, like, you know, like with your straight friends. I'm saying
that's literally a new joke that I have right now.
Oh, really?
That I'm running. Yeah.
They'd be like Klein or Jones. Which gay Jeff?
Yeah. Right.
Or Ray or.
Yeah. Right. Well, the whole new joke touches on the fact that it's like it's a. You get attached to it, like the amount of people that have me in their phone as gay Jeff, and I'm like, how many Jeffs do you know? And they're like, you, and I'm like, that seems unnecessary.
Yeah. Now you're just being a dick,
but it's true. Like it's happened on more than one occasion, and it's just a weird. But it, I stopped shying away from it, and I kind of leaned into it due to the fact of like, fuck it, if it can get me, if it makes me unique, if it gets me different stage time. I don't know if it's helping or hurting. Quite honestly, I think it's probably hurting me more than it's helping me. That being said, you know, it's I can't change it, so I just leaned into it, and I was like, fuck it. Just do it the best I can.
The thing I think it makes...
I mean gay. Do gay the best I can. That's what I meant there. Sorry. Not comedy.
Be the best gay man you can be.
I think the thing that helps you is you're not like... I don't know how to put this. Like a stereotypical gay person.
Yeah, like, we broke Matt already.
Did you know that's what I was going to say, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, because like it's not like Jeff goes on stage and like he's not doing like Rip Torn or something. Like
he's not Chris Curtin for all you old school Tampa fans
just,
out there.
I just feel like this whole episode we're just digging a hole. This sounds stupid.
I'm genuinely interested in this. Okay,
I presumed much of this would be me answering gay questions. I came in fully prepared. To be the gay resource.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, the ambassador of gay.
Yeah, no, I'll speak for all of the gays.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
No, but what do you mean? Like,
we don't have a king, but we have a lot of queens that rule over us. So
I have to applause that.
No, so you mean like he's not like flamboyant?
Yeah, you like know. Like I feel like, what's the term? Let me be ignorant here. It's passing?
Yeah, I mean, there's, passable passing. That's, yeah.
Like, I don't feel like if you... didn't tell people you were gay, I don't think they would be like, oh, that dude's gay.
No, the funny thing that happens now, and that's true, and that's as you know, that's some jokes I do are about that and so on, and that's a hit or miss on it, because the weird thing is, like, not being flamboyant and so on, you have to come out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, because it's a, you know, oh, my husband, and you're like, what? And so it's, if I was more flamboyant, then there's not the question, it's just, you know, that conversation's already had by me talking.
You're like, finally, okay, good he said it, because we all thought it, but yeah.
Like, we're all waiting for Silman to say it type thing. Like, right. That's the difference. And so...
Any day now.
But so, the funny thing is that I get now, which I find hilarious, and it hasn't happened, it's every 3 months, 6 months or something like that. When I was in Lauderdale, this table of, I don't know, let's say, like, late 30s girls that were ladies at the show... got off stage, show's all over. I thank them for being there on the way out. And they pulled me aside. They're like, we have a question for you. And I knew what the question was because it happens every so often. And it was like, are you really gay? Which I think is...
Why would you do that for a bit?
Well, which is, I think, is hilarious. Like, what?
Right.
Like, I was up there. I featured down there. It was 20 minutes. And so I was like, I did at least 10 solid minutes on me being gay. It's a weird...
Do you think the angle is? Like, you're going to say you're gay just so you can touch their tits and be like, I'm not doing this for straight reasons.
Motorboat.
Yeah. Oh, I love titties because I'm so gay.
Like, there's so many better lies to tell on stage. I'm successful. But
I have a good relationship with my parents.
Yeah, so what? I tell them the same thing. Every time I get that, I say, no, I'm not. But the bit started working, so I suck dick to make it real.
You're committed.
Yeah, well, you got to commit, right? You got to commit to the bits.
I'm doing this for the art. Oh. Yeah.
Just trying to work on a new punchline.
That guy is a true professional.
Taking it to the uvula.
I'm very method.
Daniel Day-Lewis the shit out of that bit.
Can I ask you that?
Literally.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't want to say it causes a DW. See, I paid attention, by the way. Literally, I got everything down. I got all the... I got the slang and the jargon ready.
Oh, no.
That's not going to be good. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff said he didn't bring anything to Ice David, and he had some...
I wanted GTNs. To bring GTNs. I wanted to Ice David. I was definitely going to bring up a DW. I know it all sounds like I'm just picking on David on this one, but as I've listened to every podcast, That's the point.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You go on here, you pick on David. You go on Open Mic Live, you say that Matt sucks. I mean, there's there's rules per podcast, I realized.
If you go anywhere, you don't talk about me, because who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Plus, Steve might secretly murder you in your sleep, so you got to be careful. Tread lightly.
You're the quiet killer of the bunch. Yeah.
Right. If you mention Steven, he will appear.
You think I kill. Thank you.
Not the way you should.
That's so silly. So, since we're doing the gay thing now, I might as well keep, we're going to keep digging
lean
that hole.
Into it.
Well, I was just going
to. Have you been to Key West for the, was it Fantasy Fest, they call it?
Oh, no, I've never been to Fantasy Fest. I have been to Key West. I've never been to Fantasy Fest.
Okay, I'm in for the Fantasy Fest. I know that's like a big thing down there. So.
Yeah, it's a big thing for straight people to go to.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the locals are just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, like it's, it's, I don't know, probably half and half straight and gay, but it's like. I don't know that you're straight while you're down there. It is blurred lines, I want to say.
Well, you get enough alcohol in you.
Yeah.
You'll do some things.
Yeah.
Or if you want more alcohol, you'll do some things. I mean, regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
There's things to be done, and I think that's what's important here.
Listen, you don't just say, hey, babe, to women down there.
No. Well, I was talking about, because another comic I listened to, his podcast, he was talking about he was just in Key West, and he was like, Fantasy Fest is like a big thing there.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's funny because a lot of the locals are all like old retired like doctors and shit, and they just live down there on boats and scatamarans and...
Scatamarans?
I don't know if that's the right word.
No, you crushed it. Yeah. Totally. Use that word again.
Shut up.
Use that word again.
Yeah. Like the visual I have in my head of a scatamaran is.
It's just a boat and they're like, bebop, skidabop.
And poop.
It was a guy from.
Yeah, sorry.
And poop. It was a guy from New Orleans playing a trumpet for some reason on the boat.
Yeah, it's the Micro Machines commercial guy.
It's a shit powered boat.
Yeah. Yeah. The biodiesel.
No, but you totally used that right. Keep doing that. Keep up the good work on your words.
Just a brown streak behind a boat.
<Right. Yep.
laughs> Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
You are smart, stupid.
Yeah.
Paid attention to everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. I'm trying to find it.
Did homework.
Yeah. We appreciate you listening, though.
For wow.
Not all the guests do listen. Then they come on, it's weird sometimes.
I came prepared.
Right. Yeah. Prepared to talk about being gay. Well, like I went to Key West and I did the Duval crawl, or at least tried to. I think I made it like three bars before I got blackout drunk, because there was a daiquiri bar that you could have a it was called diesel fuels or something like that, and then you can get a double shot of might as well have been kerosene on top of it. But like I think by the end of that one, like I wandered off at night into Key West and fell asleep under a house because. I thought that the house that we were staying at was right down the block, and it was actually like a $60 taxi ride far away.
So you were like in a basement?
No, like underneath. House,
right? Well, we didn't start in a basement, but
they have still houses. Okay, yeah. I'm like under a house. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Did it fall on you? Yeah, they raise them up. They raise them up for the storm waters and stuff
witch?
Like that.
He started at the bottom and he stayed.
Yeah, exactly. I woke up next to like a hatchet, a dead mouse, and a salamander.
Oh, dead mouse was there?
Yeah, dead mouse. Nice. He let me wear the helmet.
You're like, what's with the five?
What's the five?
Can you not find the S?
Hey man, it's cheaper.
Just missing from his keyboard.
The salamander.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Oh, yeah, no, he was dead. Mm. No, like, all of that stuff was dead. I was like, did I do this?
He wasn't dead when you got there.
Right.
Did I do this? Like, it's like a murder scene. It's like Clue. You have the hatchet and the dead salamander.
I'm like, what did he do to me? Yeah, so that's why I'm afraid to go to big cities that, like, you can drink all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to New Orleans, and of course I lost my wallet. And got lost as well. So, like, I get tourist drunk.
You're an adult. You can drink all you want anywhere, right?
Right, exactly. But for some reason, like, that
you make it justifiable.
Just goes out the window. I'm like, I'm going to have a great time.
Well, that's what I loved about Savannah, because I always forget about Savannah, that it's one of, like, the three or four cities you can walk and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Like, you forget that because it's Savannah. Like, Vegas, you expect it. New Orleans, you expect it. You know, those places, you expect it. And then it's Savannah's thrown in there. You're like, I don't expect that. So
what's a good walk-in whiskey?
Well, that's just, I mean, like, so you'll be drinking in a bar, and you're like, all right, so let's go hit the next bar. And you'll tab out, and the bartenders are genius. They're like, oh, do you guys want a round to go?
To go, come.
You're like, yes, because we could get thirsty between here and the next place.
Right.
We don't know where we're going.
Right.
It's only six steps to the next bar. I might
I might need a drink.
Yeah.
I brought my own.
I didn't know you could do that in Savannah, dude.
Yeah. Savannah's one of the few cities you
I've done it in Vegas, and I've done it in, I've never been in New Orleans, but Vegas for sure. It's just so cool. You just walk with like a six pack and cops blow by and you're just like, ah, just like, I don't know, turn up a bottle to seem cool.
It's great.
You're drinking, you're like, I'm gonna go drink, but I could drink.
Yeah.
My ex stayed at a Airbnb in Savannah for like St. Patty's Day. And a dude was just like, well, just so you guys know, we got a gun in the house. And, like, he brought them to see the gun. And it was, like, a machine gun and, like, one of the chests. And he's like,
what?
You know, I just had that in the house. I hope you guys are cool. And I'm like,
I hope you guys are cool. If not, I'm going to shoot you.
Right. Savannah's like the Florida of Georgia. Like, it's like America's shithole.
He's like, hey,
I mean,
listen.
I've never been, so I don't really know how great it is, but
it's fun.
It sounds like it's fun. It sounds like they're trying to be more than what they are. Does that make any sense?
This is how I describe Savannah. So Savannah's a port city, right?
Okay.
Which means it's by a port.
Yeah, I know what that means.
And so is like Charleston. Yeah. So they consider them like sister cities. But the only way that works is like...
And then Georgia, they would fuck.
Well, yeah, that's true. Charleston's like the sister that went to like a preppy school and like, you know, finishing school and all
like
that.
They port wine and Savannah ports slaves.
And Savannah is like the drunk bitch that would put out and drink with you. Like that's Savannah. Like, they're definitely sisters, but one is not classy. Right?
Yeah.
And that's why I love Savannah, though, because that's the chick I like.
Yeah.
If I like chicks.
They're not classy.
Just sloppy. Just sloppy, dirty chicks?
Yes.
That's why I like them, dude.
Yeah. It's a city that would get you.
I want to go there now. Let's make a road trip.
This city gets
if,
me.
If Eileen Moranos was a town.
I don't know her.
The chick from the movie Monster. The prostitute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, no.
Ooh.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah. Not her, best looking role, but...
Not her prettiest performance.
Yeah, not her prettiest performance, but...
People would still pay to fuck Eileen Moranis.
Those bazoombas were still prevalent. I just wanted to say bazoombas. I had to work that in.
Nice.
The bazoombas on that clam, DW?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I like how you have, like, you came in with, like, a list of words, like, bazoombas, check. Shatamaran, check. I'm getting them all in today.
Oh, yeah. Foreshadowed.
Scatamaran.
Actually,
like, but it's gone into Shatamaran.
It's going into Shatamaran at this point. I was like, what the fuck did he say again? I didn't ask him to repeat it. That was my problem.
Yep, exactly. With the poop pontoons.
That sounds right.
Like, you have to sing Scatman on there.
Right.
Like, any other boat, you have to sing I'm a Boat by Lonely Island. Or I'm on a Boat.
You board the boat, and they just hand you a trumpet?
Yeah. And some Rice-A-Roni.
What the fuck is this? Zatarans and a
Zatarans. That's what I was thinking of. Zatarans.
I got you.
I keep changing the channel, but everything is Treme here.
Treme? Is that what you said?
Trumpet.
Oh.
Treme. It's a city in New Orleans.
Okay, got it.
God damn it, Matt.
I know that. They had a TV show on HBO about it.
Yeah.
Scott Zahn was in it.
Oh,
Steve
nice.
Zahn.
But is it Norman or Theo Vaughn who's from there?
Norman's from there.
Yeah.
I don't know where Theo. Theo's from New Orleans, I think, but I don't know what part.
Nice. But
cool.
You ever been in New Orleans, Jeff?
Yeah, a long time ago. Like pre.
How'd that work?
Age.
Was this what pre what?
Pre drinking age. I was in
okay.
It's been a while since I've been back.
Why
so was this like before you knew you were gay?
Oh no, I've known I was gay.
Okay, because I'm like you're like yeah, you're just throwing beads out to see tits, and you're like I really don't want to see them tits. Like I just
some
want
people
beads.
Go to cities not just for festivals though.
Yeah, well I know.
Like I've been to Key West not for fantasy fest.
That's true.
I've been to New Orleans not for Mardi Gras.
I'm just
some
trying
people
to
just
get,
go to cities.
I'm just trying to gay everything up for you now.
Yeah,
like,
well, I appreciate
I'm hacky as fuck. I'm
you
sorry.
Can, you can go to Orlando and not go to Disney.
What?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Can you?
You can.
What else is there?
Universal.
Kissimmee. Yeah, all these other resorts.
Disney stores.
Right.
They have those there.
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
I went to a Burger King once in Orlando.
So many places you can buy keychains and hats and koozies.
Right. Oh, and discount Disney tickets.
Yeah. Which, convention centers.
I was in Orlando on Friday.
Oh.
I hate Orlando traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Worse than Texas.
I-4 is bad.
I went to UCF, and that was part of the reason why like I liked Orlando. But near the end of it, like when there's 3 a.m. traffic and shit, I was like, God, I'm done.
How many colleges did you go to?
Two.
UCF and UF?
UCF and St. Matthew's University.
All right.
But I worked in Tallahassee, next to FSU. So there. Two.
All
right. He goes where he's needed.
Very skeptical. I go
where I'm needed.
You
said UF earlier.
Did you say UF earlier. You heard that, right?
I meant to say UCF.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you're a liar.
You were in Gainesville. Right. Got it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You know
you can go somewhere and visit, right?
Oh,
you know,
got it.
You can go somewhere and then go back.
What festival is
that?
UF? No, I don't believe it.
Who the fuck told you that? That's not true at all.
David is learning a lot today.
I am.
David B. Learning.
Well, I just, you know, you associate New Orleans with Mardi titties. Gras, you know what I mean?
That's right. Fine.
Well, Mardi Gras, and then I associate Mardi Gras with beads and titties. That's just how my dumb Virginia brain works.
So I was just going to get back to that. Speaking of titties, Jeff, why is it that it's like totally cool for gay dudes to just rub on titties?
I don't know. I don't take advantage.
I don't understand the free pass because it just seems bizarre. Like,
I guess the fun.
It's like it's fun because you don't want it?
Yeah. It's like you know, playing with water balloons. I mean, they're fun, but you don't really want them to burst or anything. Like,
like she's like, he's hating every second of this. I love it.
Girls love to torture guys.
That is true.
Yeah, no, that's my
that's
roommate.
A fact, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, my roommate in Tallahassee, Levi, like, he's an out gay dude.
Yeah.
The gay guy that you had sex with because he always asked you to get naked and you said you never happened.
Right.
I paid attention again.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you were right up at that.
I know you were short on rent a few months. And
yeah, you were always at home in your boxers laying on the couch ready to be drawn by a French whore.
Right.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Matt was deep in arrears to Levi.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Anyway.
No, we were at a Halloween party, and everybody thought that I was his boyfriend, and there's this one girl that just kept chatting me up, and then she was like, how long have you and Levi been together? I was like, oh, he's just my roommate. She's like, wait, so you're straight? I was like, yeah.
Why?
And then she just fucking left.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't talk to me the rest of the party, and then there was another point at the party. These girls go, Levi, come with us, and he leaves with them. Then in the window of the house, I see him just, like, looking out, but just, like, really forlorn, like, really uncomfortable. And I was like, Levi, what happened up there? He's like, they just started changing and showing me their boobs. So I was like, why would they? He's like, I don't know. That was a stereotype. They're like, gay men love titties. And I was like, no, they don't. Who told you that?
I think gay guys only do that when they're amongst straight guys and just to piss them off. So it's like so it's like the girls do it to you guys to make you uncomfortable. You're like, I'm going to go fuck with these straight guys and just grab all these titties up in there.
I'll spite a straight guy.
Oh yeah, dude. especially if they're kind of like homophobic. Little, you're getting vibes. Like, can you pick up on that shit? Like, if a guy's homophobic?
I mean,
like, I'm learning today,
like,
guys.
Like,
leave
his spidey sense.
Before they call me fag, or like,
yeah, right. No, yeah, before.
Yeah, before they try to run you over.
No, because like
I can pick up on. Yeah, sure. I mean, you can pick up on when somebody gets tense around you and so on. Like, the amount of time, you know, I love when I do a set at a club or something, and then they'll be like, you know, you're standing in the welcome line, the goodbye line type thing,
right?
And you know, and you feel like you had a good set. There was laughs, all right? You can't lie. There was laughs. I'm not going to say crushing or anything, but you feel that was a good set. People laughed.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, they you know, say thank you and you were funny to, like, the other two people, and then, like, don't shake your hand. And I'm like, that's a hate crime.
you bigot. Do you call them out on it? Just, like, call them out and be like,
no. You just want to work in the clubs.
I know. I'm just messing.
Matt, shake my fucking hand.
Could I just ask, how do you keep getting mistaken for a gay person?
I guess I don't care.
Like, do you dress different when you don't do comedy?
No. That was like maybe when I used to be in shape, maybe.
It's true. A lot of gay guys are in good shape. Not me, but a lot.
Right.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, well, you're a bear if you're my size.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to be hairy.
Yeah. You're not really hairy. You just have a weird one patch of hair.
I know. Well, a buddy of mine, Fat Tom, he was gay, and like we all knew it, but like he didn't really come out about it.
Right.
So like when he finally came out, we're like, yeah, dude, we all fucking knew. Like, you know, that's what I was saying. Like, if you could tell when someone's like
when you
homophobic, because I could always tell when like a guy was gay.
When you found
it's a
out,
weird thing.
Did you change his name from Fat Tom to Fat Gay Tom?
No, it's just Fat Tom still, man. But like he used to always like look
I don't
out
know
for
fat
me.
People, so fat
he used to look out for me because he was like, oh yeah, and he has a boyfriend, and it was so funny because he hated like flamboyant guys.
Right.
So he'd be like, I fucking hate those. He'd call them like the F word. I'm not going to say it in your presence. But
I feel like most people hate the stereotype of their culture.
You're not going to say it in my presence, but you've said it on the podcast before.
Oh, yeah. I said fat numerous times.
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. We'll just do it. But no. But like, no. He's like, he's gay. And he's like, I hate faggots. I'm like, Tom, you were just... You just fucked that guy in the ass. He's like, yeah, but I didn't really like it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? True story. This is true shit.
I got to be honest. When I was coming out and so on, I was more adverse to flamboyant guys. It's just because I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And probably part of it was probably because, like, it's the same thing. Like, I had to come out to everybody.
Yeah.
But if you were flamboyant, you didn't have... Everybody just knew you were gay, so they didn't have to, like, deal with... They dealt with their own shit, don't get me wrong.
You're right.
But, like, now, like, I am jealous of flamboyant guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be that one that's like, yes! And, like, it's... To me, like... Yeah. Like, especially doing like all the Hollywood shit I do, gay. Like, I'm around drag queens more and all of this other shit. I'm jealous because I wish I could talk and do... But then at the end of the day, I'm just me.
Yeah.
So, like, when I do it, it's the most boring, like, yes. Like, it's just, I mean, I don't have the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But I love, like, there's an endearing part to the overly flamboyant guys that I am jealous of, you know. But I was the same way. Like, when I first was coming out, I was aggressive, kind of. Spirited towards
them.
Yeah,
that's how he was.
I mean, I'd still fuck him. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what he did. It was so funny. We're like, Tom, why are you being a dick? We don't care. Like, we're not judging you. You know what I mean? But I guess he thought maybe because he's probably gotten that from other people, which I can imagine. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm just so interested in this. But, like, hold on. When you go up to, like, like when you come out to somebody and, like, they didn't know, do people change? Like, their moods and shit change? And then like, they don't want to be your friend anymore? Like, that childish shit? That's just how I imagine it being, because I'm from Virginia.
I mean, it's happened.
So, it's so
I went to school in North Carolina, so, like, yeah, it's happened.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then I have other friends. I had friends I went to college with that were, like, that were annoyed I didn't come out in college, because I came out after college. Mm-hmm. I was, like, 21 when I came out.
Missed opportunities.
Oh, I mean, I had a lot of sex in college. Don't get me wrong.
I had a lot of sex.
Just behind the closed door.
It was a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, no, it was just...
Where'd you go to college
at? The park nearby.
Some down-low fucking...
It was a Methodist-affiliated college.
Oh, yes.
It was a tiny school called Pfeiffer University. It's just north of Charlotte. Tiny little
place. I think I know what you're
talking
about.
They were like, wait, there's only boys in this dorm?
Oh, no.
Just wringing his hands.
Oh, man, no, I had one of those weird, legitimate, like, I guess it would be like a Playgirl moment. Like, I could have written in type story.
Right.
Of the security officer on campus type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem when you're like closeted is like, he wasn't that cute, but he had a uniform, which helps a lot. And,
right.
And then like any time he wanted to fool around, I felt obligated to go get a blowjob, which, you know, I'm in college. I'm like, free blowjob. Great.
Yeah.
Kind of don't want to right now, but you're the security guard. So
yeah,
and probably uniform. Should. So that was a semester of... labored blowjobs that I had to get.
Like
the worst.
Yeah.
I guess.
Hashtag
what
gay
a problem
problems.
To have. Yeah.
First world gay problems. Yeah.
It's nice to hear that you can still get a poor blowjob from someone who also has a dick.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know any better.
No, and he was married and closeted. And
okay.
Yeah, it was a really weird, fun scenario. Just it was college. Why not?
Why so much?
The
teeth?
Old college blowjob.
Why?
It's awesome.
So what are you gonna say, Steven? Sorry for.
Oh, it's long gone.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Oh, I was changing up that bit where I said like people think I'm gay, but it was now it's gonna be like people think I'm gay by association,
right?
Because like I have a lot of like out gay friends, and some of them are more flamboyant than others, and so that's what happens. Like if you're in a group of gay dudes, the entire group automatically becomes gay.
Yeah, well, that happened at, and it was very funny.
It's like pronouns in French.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you just add one gay to the group, and they all become gay.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I was going to see if there was a ratio you could find out, and I was like, why am I thinking about this so much? I'm like, how do I beat the ratio?
How did Archimedes figure it?
What is the alchemy of gay to this?
And it's funny,
the Cayley ratio.
Yeah. You have to get into a tub with them. And you see what floats.
Oh, that's what that Three Men in a Bath song
is
about.
Oh, really?
No, so it's funny because about that. Splashing. I had a friend come out to do comedy for the first time who happened to be gay.
Right.
And And we were at Coconuts, and Steve Reynolds was like, oh, this is your friend in the audience that's going to do comedy tonight. I said, yeah, it's his first time. And he goes, all right, cool. Is he gay? And then he was like, I don't know why I asked that. I just assumed because he's friends of yours that he's gay.
Right.
And then he paused and he's like, but I'm a friend of yours and I'm not gay. So I don't know why I would just assume, but I do.
Right.
And it's that same thing, though. And that's the funny thing is that, you know, even a straight guy who's like, let's just say friends with me.
Hang on. So he did that. Like, in a matter of seconds, he was like, is your friend gay? And then immediately after, I don't know why I would think that. That is, like, a level of autism I've never heard. Like, someone's just like, I didn't realize the implications of words I said.
He is a quick-witted, smart individual.
Right. Yeah.
But, no, and it is that you know, even, like I said, like, if I brought a friend here today, odds are all of you would be like, well, I'm sure that guy's gay. For no other reason that he's with me.
Right.
But I mean, statistically,
yeah, that's what that party was. It's like I was living with Levi, and whenever I'd go hang out with him, they're like, oh, that's your gay roommate? Like, to me, and he's like, no, he's straight. And he's like really?
You wouldn't do that with another group. Like, if someone was like, if you had a black friend over and they were like, hey, I got my friend coming over, you'd be like, oh, your friend is also black.
Right.
Before they
that is true.
Right. Because it's like a weird thing to think. It's like, well, obviously your friend Caleb is also black.
Hmm.
It's like, no.
I feel like Caleb can fall in the middle there. I feel like that's a...
What's the whitest name? Preston? Blake? Like
Jeff Klein, Matt Williams, Stephen Henry, David Wayne. I feel all of those.
Pretty white.
Pretty white guys.
It's just a weird thing that they would assume your friends must also be gay.
It is, and it's just that funny, like, you know, and that's just... I'm so used to it at this point, but it's funny when somebody notices it in that moment. Like, well, that's a silly thing to think,
right?
So
you're one of those minorities that actually is a minority, unlike when they're like women and other minorities.
Well, and I think
like actual minority, gay people.
But I think that's what kind of hurts the gay cause is
women?
If we have a cause. Women ruin everything.
I mean, that kind of throws a whole wrench in the kibosh there, like, or whatever, right?
You mean other than being fabulous?
Yeah.
No, but that was, I mean, the reality, and I think this is what, and I've tried to come up with this premise for a while, but because, yes, the African-American community has gone through a ton, and not to, you know, anything about that, but when somebody walks up and they're black, you know immediately they are black. And when a woman walks up, you know immediately that they are a woman, for the most part. But when a gay guy walks up, you don't know. And so I feel like the gay community, it gets a little bit more defensive, or it gets a little bit more aggressive on them, because there's this constant, I don't know who's gay and who's not type thing.
So
I think that's where a lot of homophobia comes from, is this like...
The not knowing?
I didn't know you were gay. That's a lie. You lied to me.
So do you think Hitler is helping with the label? Like, putting the triangle on?
Well, yeah, as much as, I mean...
And I was like, I know he's gay.
As much as he could help.
Right.
Look at...
Solving your problem.
I'll take a Holocaust anytime we can.
Right,
don't worry about that.
I'll use a gay... No, I hate the penis. Okay. Like, yeah,
that was just a tortured artist.
Yeah. That was just a way you could find a dude to fuck in the camp. It's like you, me, lock eyes.
Right, yeah.
Pink triangle? Come on.
I like your triangle.
I didn't know he did that. He put pink triangles on gay people?
Yeah, Star David. The
I just knew the star was for Jewish people.
Pink
David is learning.
I am, dude. Yeah.
So,
see, I didn't know
they didn't love. They didn't love black people at all over there.
No. They didn't like any more gypsies. White.
Or gypsies and prostitutes, they put in and labeled them with their own certain way. I don't care about it. Not my history.
Not my history. At least you're honest.
And then, I mean, let's be honest. We only know how they label the Jews because there was like 6 million of them killed. I mean, like, by numbers.
And they never let you fucking forget. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
I still need an agent, if anybody's listening.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's a stereotype, too.
Yeah, well...
It's almost like this is a comedy podcast.
And then,
people probably shouldn't take this too
serious. Yeah.
Gay people would at all.
But again, I mean, you can pretend not to be gay. That's the thing. Like, you can't pretend not to be black.
Right.
But you can pretend not to be gay. So that's where I think...
Stacey Dash is doing a killer job.
Right.
She fools a lot of people.
That is true. Raven Simone. She's kind of fooling some people with whatever the fuck she's got going on over there.
I gotta say,
she's not fooling on the gay thing.
Coming up with the black name Watermelon Melandra, so good from Raven Simone. She said that? Yeah, she was like, black people shouldn't name their kids things like Water Melandra. I'm like, are you fucking serious right now?
Oh my God.
She's not wrong. Yeah. I'm just going to say that, though. Yes. She's not wrong.
What's the new one that's popping up? Like Wakandria from like Black Panther?
Wakanda, I think, is the city.
Yeah, it's like Wakanda, but they'll be like Wakandria.
Well, oh, they're naming their kids after that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Listen, to be fair, though, even white people, I tried to get my brother to name his daughter Jeffarella or Jeffina. It did not work.
Right. I used to get in the mail when I was a kid. I don't know if a friend played a practical joke on me or something, but like when I was in middle school, I would get, you've won a contest to enter into Little Miss America contest.
For you?
Davina Tebow. It would be under Davina or Davina Wayne if you want to. Yeah. I guess.
Do I have to edit
Davina?
That?
No, it's fine.
I feel like you, that's your drag persona.
Davina?
What? Davina. Because he has a Davina.
So you got to get
my, yeah, that would be
like
really
if
good.
You, if you Google Divine, I see you like as a... As David, a sister to Divine.
David with like a look feather boa.
Look up some John Waters. It's a good reference.
A feather boa?
Yeah, he'll have a feather boa and be like all glistening.
I've wore a sundress before.
With his dick tucked between his legs.
I feel like that's just because it was hot out. No. Or your dad was trying to teach you a lesson in Virginia.
No. But we were cleaning out our closet and my girl had like a sundress.
Yeah, what kind of closet? Yeah. Were you in it?
I was walking.
Hey,
what's up?
I was. She's like, I got a sundress, and I'm like, I kind of want to try this on. What's it look like in it?
I've done it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I did. It was all right. I looked good. You know, I had a little hairy chest sticking out, but other than that, you know,
I look like Janet Reno. It was horrifying.
Or Will Ferrell as Janet Reno.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
The worst feeling was the main times I've ever done drag. Yes, I'm gay, so I've obviously done drag. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Was like for charity because I helped run St. Pete Pride for a while. And so we did a turnabout event, which is people that don't do drag, you raise money. But the first time I got into drag and I did all of that, I looked in the mirror and I was like, holy shit, I look like my mom. This is the worst thing. Like, that is uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm not, no, not happy with this at all.
In that moment, this he became bad. Even more gay. It's like, this is a vision for women in my head.
And that's when I was turned off for women forever. Yeah. I'm just kidding, it was way before that.
What's so silly? It is. I don't know. That's weird. Silly. You just look like your mom, you said? You just felt
it's
like...
It's one of those things. You look in the mirror, you're like, oh, I see her. Yeah.
Did you at least feel pretty?
In case she ever listens to this, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
It's like,
smart. You're a good kid. You're a good kid.
I love my mom more than her looks. Like, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, what? It's a weird thing to say.
There you go. Yeah, nailed it.
So you're basically just saying, my mom's more than a hot piece of ass.
Yeah. Is she, though? I don't know. That's a question. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. Sure. More than just a piece. Yeah. That's good. No, okay, I guess. When did you know?
I got confused by the hand signals happening.
Right, yeah.
Sorry. It's like he's stealing third. But that's a sports reference,
you know,
to you straight guys here. I don't know if that was...
Yeah, I heard about that once.
All right, cool.
The hand signals?
Let me explain it to you.
Listen,
let me explain it to you real quick. No, I mean, an ex of mine made a good reference about this. And when you guys realized you were straight growing up,
right,
it's the same thing for a gay guy.
Yeah.
It's like when all of a sudden you're like, oh, vaginas are fun to look at. We're like, oh, that dick looks fun. Like, it's just when something starts turning you on, you're like, oh, that's what I like. It's the same thing for gay people.
Right.
It's just that's when you realize that's what turned you on. Now, the difference is you can't go into a woman's restroom as a young teen and, like, pretend to look at vaginas when you're in there. As a young kid who realized he's gay, I knew where the restroom was at every the bathroom was at every restaurant we went out to. I was like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, use the restroom.
You just go in there and stare at dicks?
Dicks for dicks. Well, I mean, I would pee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then sneak a peek at the dick, like, next to me. Yeah.
And see, as a kid, you can get away with that. They're just like, oh, Timmy, get out of here.
Like, it's bad when a guy does that, but when a kid, it's innocent.
And this is why we can't have gender neutral bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Because of Jeff.
Just be 6-year-olds, like, peeking under the women's stalls, like, perving.
That's the problem.
There we go.
Yeah, that's got to be.
Are you my mom? No.
That's so. Like,
bullshit,
you were. What age were you? Do you remember?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I mean, I was 15 the first time I did anything. Okay. So let's say 14, 13, you start realizing. You
okay,
know.
Yeah. Well, that's so, like, you know, puberty hits.
Yeah,
and shit.
Puberty
yeah.
hits around that time.
That's
yeah.
so silly. Oh, or normal? Not silly. That's so, that's odd because, like, I don't know. Like, that's the age when you start jerking off.
Yeah.
So, like, you discover your own equipment and you're like, I kind of like this.
This is, you know, this what is
I
mean? Nice.
I'm like, yeah, this is cool to touch, but it's like, I want someone else to do it. And I guess he's at, like, that point you decide, well, I want someone else.
He's like,
it looks like me to do it, I
you
guess.
Know
what'd
be better
know.
Than one of these. Two of these.
Yeah,
two
that's
of
what
these.
I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it starts the same way.
It's
as,
the same thing. You're right. No, I'm saying guy, it's,
I think, it, you know, you find the JCPenney catalog.
Right.
The Sears catalog growing
oh,
up.
Oh,
yep.
We are not speaking to the kids today.
Oh, no, I know. Completely not. But, I mean, you guys
you
are,
find Instagram well, booty models.
How old are you? I have no idea how old you guys
I'm
are.
I'm 33.
Okay.
32.
All right.
32.
Oh, you young fucks. All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, so
I
you're
look
older. How
than
old
a lot
are
of you?
You?
So that's fine.
You don't want to say your age?
I'm 37. Or? I don't have a problem.
Gross.
Just
wow.
Gross.
No, so, like, you that's... really came up when it was, like, really frowned upon, man. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That must have sucked.
No, I mean, it felt great.
Oh, that's
why
true,
I was closeted until I was 21.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I guess
can
that's
I,
true.
As the ambassador of gays.
Yep, that's right.
You should have a monocle, too. Like,
no, look,
or
one
a
those,
tiara.
One of those yeah. baby New Year's hatches.
Yes.
The ambassador of gays. But so when you were growing up, did it bother you? Because, like, I grew up in the 90s, and everyone was like, that's gay, that's faggy. Like, did
oh,
that
yeah, that
all,
happened a lot.
All the time, did that bother you? Were you like, I bought you guys a thesaurus. You can just go ahead and
I don't
open
know about
this.
Bothered is the wrong word. It pushed me back in the closet further. Because you grow up hearing that, like, things are getting gay, a negative tone to it, and so on and so
sure.
on. So, like, I'll be honest with you. I was having sex with dudes years before I admitted I was gay to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is fun and feels great. I'm going to keep doing this.
Right.
And then, like, years later, I was like, I think I should just admit that I'm gay. And that was just to myself in a room, in my dorm room alone. I'm like, it's the first time I've said that out loud. I've had sex with guys for years now.
So yeah, but, like, back when you were doing
yeah, it's like, you take
you just
it.
You don't want to quantify it or qualify it or label it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just in your head, you're like, I'm just doing this because I know I like it, but you
yeah.
don't want to, like, for some reason, because of growing up with all of that,
yeah.
you're like, you don't want to be labeled as it.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, I didn't. You know, I don't want
no,
to
I mean, like,
I'll speak for everybody. Every single gay doesn't want to.
But, like, in the back of your head the whole time you're doing this shit, like, yeah, I'll get married someday to some girl and pump out a few kids. Like, you still
kind of
had
part
that.
Part of me kind of thought that
you...
because my, you know, my parents were very much, and don't get me wrong, my parents were great. I mean, we have, my mom has a gay first cousin who was like an uncle to us and lived in Orlando. We grew up going over to his house and so on. But at the same time, his brother, who lives in Jacksonville, like, stopped talking to him when he came out of the closet. So that's always, like,
sure.
growing up, that's in my head. Like, yeah,
yeah.
we love, you know, Uncle Johnny, but Uncle Johnny and Uncle Steve used to be brothers? That's weird. They never talk. Oh, that's because he's gay. Oh, well, that's, lock that away.
Yeah,
don't ever come out. Type
make
thing.
A mental note of
yeah,
it.
So
yeah,
so right. if you can just imagine, like, every tiny thing being a mental note on definitely never come out type thing.
Dude, that seems like so much more anxiety than me trying to beat, like, level 8 of Mario when I was a kid.
Which I was also trying to beat.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, years before you, obviously, but
yeah.
yes.
And level you're like, eight. Mario's kind of sexy, too.
God damn it!
I was just throwing out a reference.
Which world would that be, David?
World 8, we got on the pirate ship
yeah.
and it's moving.
That's Mario 3. You
that's
said
what
Mario.
I'm talking about, sorry.
God damn it.
Well, I'm a little bit younger.
Right.
At that age, I would have played
Mario
3.
From
3.
When you could first become, like, the raccoon Mario.
Yeah,
and everything.
When you put that on in
yeah.
a frog suit.
He had
yeah.
costumes.
Mm-hmm. Was that your shit?
I mean, I grew like, up on video games.
Right.
Like, yeah. Unfortunately, I got into, when I saw Cam at Visani's, they were like, he was making old references to Dig Dug and Galaga. And I was like, hold up, I grew up on Dig Dug. Don't put Galaga and Dig Dug in the same. Like, that is a complete different time.
Right.
And then I Googled it, and it's a 1-year difference. Mm. And they both, it was like 79 and 80. And I was
so,
like, oh,
yeah.
fuck, I'm old.
Isn't
so
that weird?
I was going to ask, you're really in, like, you were into games as a kid? You're not anymore, probably?
I am. Yeah, yeah. I was just
so
last night playing the new South Park game.
I was going to ask.
That's an awesome game.
Fractured Butthole.
In yeah. your experience, has that been something you encountered more with, like, gay men, like, with
what?
I'm trying, I can't, you probably have no straight experience, you're a gold star.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I experimented in college.
Okay.
It just never went anywhere. Because that's what you do in college.
Like, right. I feel
right,
like...
Matt?
Exactly. And then after, and then wait.
I feel like...
Then you're on a podcast.
The odds of the partners you've been dating, I feel like almost all of them have also been into them, or no?
Not really. So I have two exes and a husband now. The two exes, not really. You seem shocked that it was only like two exes, by the way.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. So you mean like into video games as well, right?
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what I was like confused. Like, what do you mean?
But my husband, when I started seeing him, I had an Xbox 360. He had a PlayStation 3. I was like, this is clearly meant to happen. So I have both gaming systems. We should definitely start dating.
We should move in together.
It's a marriage of convenience.
Yeah.
They call it.
Yeah. We can do just like straight people do.
Yeah. Hey, I've got two HDMI plugs.
It was like he had citizenship and.
But the other two, no. I mean, not really. So I don't know how common, uncommon it is. I think it's in all honesty, it spans the same. I mean,
because I feel like I've dated girls who have been into games, but it's always like, oh, I'm into games. It's like, what do you play? It's like, well, Tetris and Animal Crossing.
I mean, I think it
Viva Pinata.
Yeah,
it probably went up more percentage wise because, I mean, my dating population is guys, mm-hmm. and guys play more video games than girls.
What?
So. Because of that, the percentage is probably higher, but no more so only because my dating pool is skewed towards video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Nice.
So, then when they came out with Fable, and you can be gay in Fable, that was great.
Yeah.
Although you couldn't buy a house, or you didn't get given a house when you married a man, which was super homophobic, by the way. Thanks, Fable.
Fuck
you,
they were probably like,
you guys didn't know that, did you?
Yeah,
I did not.
The developers were probably like, listen, they can be gay, but you can't give them houses.
They can't own property.
Yeah. No tax breaks. You got to file separately.
Yeah. Take away their votes.
No dowry.
Rockstar Games came out with that game Bully back in the day.
I remember that one.
Yeah. You could also be gay and bully.
And then Mitt Romney would hold you down and shave your head.
Yes.
Because it was out of school.
I mean, you got taken out of school and put in a conversion camp, but you could be gay. Right. That's what's important here. That's what's important.
Right. I think that was somebody's bit. They're like, you know, take them to conversion camps, and they're like, don't be gay. Then they shock them. And then he was like, they're just going to get a fetish for, like, electroshock
therapy.
Yeah. They'd be like, now I'm reinforcing being gay, and now I have this goddamn fetish that I can
nipple
only get
clamps on. And a car battery later.
Yeah.
Still sleeping with dudes.
Just power bills through the roof from, like, from Hitachi wands and fucking purple wands.
Right. I think at that point, you got to go solar if you have that fetish. I mean, you just have to. Makes sense.
Yeah, at least a hand crank.
That's the point of the fetish.
I get it.
The living room. There you go. The living room just looks like those lightning globes in Mosey.
It's like a
just all Tesla coils through the house.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Tesla coils in the shape of dicks.
Come sit on this.
Dickle a Tesla.
Dickle a Tesla.
See what I put two words together.
It's called a portmanteau.
I thought it was called a compound word.
Did it turn your penis black?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We like to burn comics material in here.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad none of you know my material. Yeah,
exactly. I know the spider joke I really love.
That's the best.
Yeah,
I love that joke.
So fucking good.
So I just did, I don't know where.
Masani's?
No. Where the fuck was I? I was just in Brandon. Zach Rippey and Nelson Rogers.
Oh, O'Brien.
O'Brien.
And there was this guy in a wheelchair in the back, like young guy, late 20s, something like that. And I did the homophobia joke, and then I did 10 minutes or something there. And then I got off stage, you know, said hi to some people. I went to the bathroom. He was by the bathroom, and he was like, oh, I just want to let you know, that one joke with the spiders is my favorite joke I've heard in a long time. And I was like, that's fantastic, because he's a transformer. And I feel like that means more.
Yeah, that place is fun. We did the open mic there.
Yeah, some.
Well, it was weird. You have to be like right at the stage to hear anything.
Someone asked me, I forget if I told you guys, they asked me if my fetish shit was true, which I don't know why I keep getting that question. I'm like, it's oddly specific for it to just be fake, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was
like, that's the thing. Why do they think you make up that stuff on, like, here's what I'm going to lie.
It's so well written.
It's almost like you were there when it happened.
Well, and I feel like I was almost there, getting a rod in my dong.
This guy was telling me in the bathroom again at O'Brien's. He was like, It was a great joke because, like, I almost did that, but I checked out, and I'm like, and you couldn't conceive of that someone else would be like, I'm going to go through with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And pay for it.
Oh, yeah. And pay I did.
Did you say in the bathroom, you couldn't conceive of somebody not being a bitch and have some follow through? Anyway, have a good piece, sir. Thanks for watching my set.
Slap him on the ass.
Stop being a bitch and get fucking whipped like a man.
Yeah, exactly. Say, hell yeah, attaboy. Do your shit. That's what I'm happy about. I'm like, man, just be you. Do your shit. And that's it. It's cool. Like I have a lot of gay friends, but I never.
Pep talk?
No, but I. It was. Yeah, it was.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Ooh, coach.
Where? the actor or the show or
it's,
like?
It's
like,
Matt's preamble to like the montage.
Third base coaches.
Just do what you want. If you want Dave Dick and just Jeff in various scenes, right. Building like a snow penis.
No, with
Tesla Dick. Dickola Tesla, is that what you said?
Yeah, Dickola Tesla. All right. Yeah. And they'll go really well with my Dickerous material, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have a lot of dick material.
Yeah.
Most straight guys
it's just dick after dick after dick after dick, yeah. Man.
Most straight guys do. Do you find that funny, though? Hold on. Oh, sorry, Matt. You're going to make a point, but
he's playing to the Florida rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I was going to go back to our main topic. It was... No, it was all my friends that are gay. I've never asked them if they were gay. I just let them tell me.
Oh, that's rude. You're just assuming.
No. I was like,
you sucked my dick. You're gay.
I was like,
that's
what?
Rude.
Why are you being so gay now?
Well, he was drunk. I know.
Right.
You know what would be silly, Matt?
Right.
If you just happened to have your dick fall in my mouth. Wouldn't that be funny?
They left a hatchet and a dead salamander there. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Matt just wakes up and they're blowing him. He's like, this is a funny prank, right?
You guys.
You guys are always trying to trick me to have sex with you. Never again.
Fool me 8 times. Shame on me.
Fool me 9. I
did that to I went to Scotland with a friend of mine. And like,
did you do it with a wool shirt on?
No, we... Yes. We were hanging out one day, and then I just was fucking with him. I was like, he was like, oh, I forget something about, because we had room together, and there was like, you know, whatever, we were, I don't know, 18, 19 at the time, and somebody was joking, like, oh, you guys are gay, and we're like, no, because I was still closeted then, and I was like, dude, you're totally gay. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, while you were sleeping, I rubbed my dick all over you. That makes
right.
you gay.
Right, yeah.
He's like, no, you didn't. I was like, no, I seriously rubbed my dick all over you. You're gay.
Yeah.
He was like, seriously though, did you? Like, stop. I don't know if this is a joke now or not.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that was the thing. You'll appreciate this. I don't know why you, but you'll appreciate
this. He's talking to David, by the way.
Because when I came out, I came out to my three best friends first. That was like my go-to, I guess. I was like, this
did any of them already know?
No.
Really?
No. So like the friend that I was joking with in Scotland, he went to UNF and and he went to SCAD in Savannah, which is why I was up in Savannah a bunch. But he
went to SCAD?
Yeah, he went to the Scatamaran. He took a Scatamaran to Savannah.
Isn't it landlocked?
Not for a Scatamaran. Shit goes anywhere. But we were driving somewhere, and we I came out to him, and he didn't believe me. And he thought I was fucking with him. And I was like, no. Like, I'm... What? No, I'm gay. And he's like, no, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to say, yeah. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you'll be like, gotcha. And I was like, I'm not buying it. And so then, whatever, like, 10 minutes later, we were talking about something else. And then I was like, we were on a road trip somewhere. And I was like, wait a minute. I just came out to you. Like, shouldn't we not be talking about whatever we're... Like, shouldn't we be talking about that? And he goes, I don't know. Does it actually change anything? And I was like, oh. Well, I guess not. He's like, all right, then who fucking cares? And then, like, that was it. It was the best person to come out to. It was great because that was like, oh, it doesn't matter. That's great. So then I came out to my other two best friends, like, within a week of each other, right? Each of these two guys, I was like, hey, so blah, 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 I want to tell you something. Built up my big nerve to, like, all right, I'm going to have this fucking conversation. And I told them, and they were like, no, you're not. Like, no. Like, the second one, I'm like, no, I am. Like, I just, oh, God, I just went through this. No, seriously.
Smell my breath.
And he's like, hey, listen, I will DW right now.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, did they try to, like, test you? They pull their dick out? Like, you won't.
But it was like everybody just thought I was fucking with him because I guess I joked around a lot growing up. And then, so I was like, no, seriously, call Alex. Like, I just came out to him a week ago, and he's like, no, because here's the thing. I'm going to call Alex. He's going to say, yeah, he's gay. I'm going to believe you. And then immediately he'll be like, gotcha, guys. And I was like, no, like, how in-depth of my jokes do you think I do? Like, right. This is the...
So you spend the first 21 years of your life trying to hide that you're gay.
Yeah.
Only to get to the point where you finally come out, and now you have to try to spend the rest of your life proving that you're
it's
gay.
20-minute conversations to prove I'm... And then by the third one, I was so done with the conversation.
I still don't believe you.
The third friend I came out with, my friend Neil, he was like, no, you're not. I was like, I swear to God, you call Adam, you call Alex, I'm not doing this again. It took 20 minutes on these last two times. I don't have time for this shit. Like, it's too much of an emotional roller coaster. Just right. accept that I'm gay and we're moving on. And yeah. he's like, all right, fine.
Look at these pictures.
You seem angry about it. All right.
Yeah. You're like, you aggressively came out to him. You're like, I'm gay. I love men.
Well, it
fuck just you.
Got really annoying that nobody, but like, you build it up so much and when you come out and everybody's like, no, you're not. No, I am. Like, why won't you believe me? Like, weird joke. And they thought I was really in for the long play on that joke.
Yeah, the long come
out. Like 30-year bit.
Like, like you were going to go through all the fucking and everything and just at the end be like, gotcha.
They're still waiting.
Yeah.
I know Jeff's going to get a divorce anytime now and be like, you idiots.
I bet you feel stupid now.
Yeah. Gotcha. Who's the loser now?
I'm the Andy Kaufman of gay comics.
I wonder. Now, I'm just going to ask you because you're the ambassador of gay.
Ambassador of gay.
There's been a lot of guys that will be married with the wife, do the kids, and then they...
I've had sex with them.
Yeah, exactly. But not just that. No, they'll officially divorce them and then become out on the market as gay. Is there any opposites of that you know of? Where like a guy's been gay his whole life and then he somehow, not necessarily got married and got divorced, but got to the point where it's like, I don't want to date you anymore. I want vagina.
I don't think so. I think, you know,
I don't
once,
know. Just,
once you go dick.
Angle. It's just a thing.
It's, I don't have a rhyme for that. I'm going to have to come up with that slogan for gay. Once you go cock,
once you go dick, you go no more slit.
Okay, that's horrible. No, we're not going to do that one.
Okay, we're not going to.
We'll market research it.
Right.
We got to have some smart gays out there to come up with a better slogan. No, I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that I know of. I know that there's. I know a couple people.
How about once you go dick, no pussies you'll lick.
That's fine.
That's
we'll take that for right now.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a working title.
Well, I was just thinking because you know you're older, so like when you were,
it's literally 4 years.
I know, no, but I mean like compared to like today's kids, like
sure.
the post millennials or whatever.
Sure,
like it's you're allowed to now socially, so to say, is to come out
so
as gay
say.
Early
yeah.
on. So do you think like a lot of kids maybe do it because it's trendy at all?
I don't think so. Well, here's what
I'm just asking. I did a lot of dumb shit when I was a kid because I thought it was cool.
It'll get me friends.
No, you don't actually. You just say you're gay. So like you're
think,
closeted like a heterosexual.
I think this is more reality.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
I think as opposed to it being more acceptable, what's happened is. Because if you think back to when you guys were growing up and when I was growing up, literally 4 years fucking different.
Yeah, sorry.
You whippersnappers. that, like, women could have lesbian experiences in college. Women could be fluid in their sexuality, and there was never an issue. It was hot. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody ever judged. Nobody ever, oh, that's fine. Oh, you're married to me now, but you slept with Sally in college? Who cares? Like, there was never a problem with that. And there was the heavy stigma on men. Like, you can't... Like, it's you know, the old coinage that, you know, the old adage that, you know, if you chop down one tree, you're a lumberjack. Like, that's
the
rule
of
the
first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
Me too. No, it's an old adage.
I like it, though.
But, I mean, that's
you would know that if you were 4 years older.
Right. You missed it by 4 years.
It's technically a subtractive because you cut down the tree.
Well, there you go. All right, so
that was a horrible attempt at a pun.
You're like a smart, dumb guy.
He gets it. He gets it, everybody.
But I think that's part of kind of what it was, is the fact that guys couldn't be fluid with their sexuality for years. I think that is changing.
Yeah.
I think there's more bisexual out there. I think there's more you're allowed to experiment in college and not be...
judged, so to say.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, everybody knows me as gay and so on. And if I came out on this show and was like, well, I did have sex with a woman once in college, nobody is going, oh, that's straight Jeff now. Like, nobody's changing their
phone. I guess that's true.
To straight Jeff.
Freeway Jeff.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to happen.
Freeway Jeff. Open highway.
But, I mean, so I think what's changing in the world is the fact that a guy can take his time deciding now, as opposed to having to come out as gay. You can be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. And I think that's what's changed in society, which is great for kids. I mean, God bless. You don't need all that pressure on you.
Have your fun.
Yeah. I mean, figure it out. I mean, I have.
But, like, but you knew you were gay, though. So
oh,
like,
yeah.
So, like, yeah. But what I'm saying.
Oh, good like, times.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys scoff at the people who are just experimenting? Like,
no. Because they have sex with them.
Do you, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's true. Yeah. But.
Do you get a lot of A's in the parade? Like, do you, like, the LGBTQIA, like the asexuals, you get a lot of the asexuals, or no?
I mean, you have a lot of people that you don't want to have sex with. I feel like, is that...
Right, well, like,
I don't know how big that population is.
I don't know.
I imagine it never grows.
It's like 10%.
Yeah, I mean...
No,
you
like...
Believe it never
no,
grows.
No, actually, no. One of the
asexual.
One of the stats was it's that means like they don't 10%.
Have sex,
yeah.
Oh, asexual.
They have
yeah,
no
yeah.
desire.
Sex with yourself.
Like, they have no desire to...
No, I thought that meant you have sex with yourself.
I just wondered they not even have the passion to come to the parade.
That's how you reproduce.
No.
That's for germs, is asexual.
Yeah.
Like, I've got no horse in this race. You guys go do whatever the fuck you do.
Right.
Goddamn breeders and
now,
gays.
Yeah. Did you play sports at all growing up?
I played basketball.
Was that a lot?
Volleyball.
So that was probably had a lot to do with the whole not coming out thing, right? Because...
No, just society had to do with that.
Well, because that's how society was. Like, you're a jock. You're, I'm going to go have sex with her when we're drunk. I'm a date raper. And you're supposed to be like, high fives.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to fuck you when you're done with her. No, I'm kidding. I'm like, you won't remember.
Well, I mean, I didn't do much, like, organized sports, so I wasn't exposed to that much. I mean, I was, like, I played D2 JV basketball my first 2 weeks in college. And I went in. And, like, the second week, they were having a 6 a.m. run. And I was like, ooh, no. Like, we have a gym that's open 24 hours. I can just play pick up ball anytime.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Did you ever hook up with any of the cheerleaders, like Ricky Hicken?
Dick Chicken.
Dick Chicken. I did not. I did not.
It's like that.
You didn't grab him by the beard and go, hey, come here. you kiss my navel, you're already down there.
His beard's going to be my cum club.
Jesus.
Jesus. It's called a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
That or an Abraham Lincoln, yeah.
I like it. I do. That's cute.
Ricky'd be like, my beard feels so soft now. Ever since I got that treatment.
It's not soft.
Oh, God.
As a bearded man.
Yeah. Is that you just, like, sharpen it to a point?
So, wait. It would be like after
Jeff,
I ate.
Are you going gray? Damn it. No.
So, it'd be like after I ate my KFC and I put the honey on the biscuit and a little honey gets in my beard. It's like that consistency sticky. Oh, God. I might use it as gel now.
Yeah. Honey?
He takes the gay struggle and turns it into the fat struggle.
Semen.
That's my favorite thing.
Well, that's very, yeah, dude. There's something about Mary of you.
Yeah, I'm equating
very,
it to
very,
my people.
Very throwback.
Fat people.
Very 90s.
Did you see how I made a reference to there's something about Mary and mm-hmm. not Jack? Which was the film only you saw? I just like bringing up past episodes
and all of
the mistakes you've made.
Oh, no, I've seen Jack with Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yeah.
Why?
Because of Robin Williams.
What, were there like the two of you the only ones in the theater that day?
I thought VHS. Yeah.
That sounds right. Yeah. That sounds right.
That was rented. I did not.
That was a Friday night blockbuster family movie.
I feel like growing up, we gave movies a much bigger pass than we do now because we didn't have like Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and like. You couldn't just watch anything all the time, whatever the fuck you want.
So yeah.
Like,
but it was also a moment. Somebody...
It was like, I guess we'll go see Rockadoodle again.
Rockadoodle Dude.
Rocketeer.
Good movie.
Don't knock the Rocketeer, all right?
No, my friend made a very good movie. My friend made a Rocketeer costume in Halloween. It was one of the best costumes I've ever seen.
Isn't it just
that nobody knew what it was.
Isn't it just a mechanics costume and a helmet?
A little bit.
Listen, you shut the fuck up. It was an awesome costume. Yeah,
he really worked on the helmet.
Yeah,
he had to put gum on the back of the pack. Just
listen,
to make
like
sure
wherever,
it was authentic.
wherever his head
that's
was
right,
pointed.
That's a reference for it.
I got that.
Yeah.
That was Leo, wasn't it?
Wherever his head was pointed, that's the
what,
direction
Rocketeer?
He was going.
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of the aviator with
that is a completely different premise of a movie.
Look at all these jars of piss.
Yeah, but it sounded like
where it's a rocket.
Rocketeer. It's like a 90s movie. I've seen it.
It is a
90s
movie. It's before your time.
No, I was mine time.
I was mine time?
Are you okay?
That cider's hitting me.
Yeah, that one. One cider.
Matthew. He's a lightweight.
I know. Jeff would be like, "Wow, actually, I did bring the ice. What the fuck?"
Man, I had plans. I had a lot of plans. I hated that I had to rush from work right here.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not hating.
What do you do for work? You don't have to tell me where, but
yeah, I'm an assistant manager in a restaurant and a hotel.
Okay,
so it's that sounds busy.
Yeah,
especially right now, like it's just fucking busy.
Tour season,
huh? Yeah, tour season. We do a brunch, so Sunday brunch. It's just
oh my god,
busy.
Being the AM in hospitality or retail is great because you're basically doing the manager's job in addition to your own.
No, and every server's job and busser because they're horrible.
And they're, like, and they're all hungover.
I hope they don't listen to this. I mean, you guys are great. Keep up the good work.
I forgot how to ring in an order. Could you do all my work for me?
It's just so freaking busy.
They're like sneaking like the rest of the dregs of the mimosas off the Stepford Wives tables. They're like, oh, God, I'm so hungover.
What are you? You're saying they're just draining the remnants? Like just whatever's left in the cup?
Right. Yeah.
We got some serious. Those are the guys you
work. Yeah, that's why I assume it's the people that you work with.
It's not far off. It's not far off. I mean, it's there. It's in the realm.
Right.
It's in the realm.
It had a cigarette in it, but I still drink it.
Fuck the shit out of it.
It was a Virginia Slim, so it wasn't that thick.
That's what he said.
Yeah, right?
Oh, fuck.
That's what he said. That's awesome. God. I just caught that.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Shut up. Do you guys do...
David learns.
Yeah, man.
This is like learns with a Z.
Matt, you should get some like doctors and higher level people and just we'll do a podcast with they explain shit to David.
Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah, I'll bring in Dr. Brand.
Yeah. No.
Or like some, you know, engineers or physicists and just they could just talk to David for an hour and a half.
That would have to be all conference calls because they're all successful living somewhere else.
They're doing shit.
Knowing people that have lives. Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in better cities like Pensacola.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So in their phone, you're just under Silly Matt.
Right, yeah. It used to be under Dr. Matt, then they're now like, ooh, just, not no more.
They kept the D, but now it's just disappointment. Which they can spell disappointment. I'm not saying some people here can't. I'm just saying.
Oh, I can kind of spell it.
I can get it close.
I can get close enough to where spell check will fix it for me.
Matt is in their phone is sent a voicemail.
Right.
He's blocked. Not wrong.
I'm under blocked. Don't loan more money. Got it. You guys are being mean to me now.
No. Yeah, you don't like it, do you?
Yeah.
No, this is an open mic live.
So right now. Dude sucks.
I had to shift it. No, we usually shit on Matt, unfortunately, here too. For
at some point.
That's fun.
I don't know why.
We don't do it to Steven because A, we still want to do this, and B, we don't want to die.
Yes.
I feel like it's his place. It's rude to do it to his place. Right.
Oh, that was a great episode where Stan like told him he wasn't on a show.
Oh, yeah.
In his own house.
Yeah, in his own house on his own podcast.
Shitting on people's houses. That's what Elijah did.
Right, yeah.
Did we talk about that? You've listened to the show.
I have.
Have you heard about like Elijah coming in and trashing Matt's apartment?
No.
Yeah, that was part of the reason why we don't do it at my apartment anymore. Cause
this is a step up?
Yeah. This is a step up from where it was. Nice. Yeah.
Well, we have a dedicated room and
Yeah. Nice. Well, see, we were doing it at the kitchen table and it was nice. And then, of course, Elijah comes in and just starts shitting on everything, like everything he could see in the apartment. He was like, "What the fuck is this? What the fuck is that? That's stupid. That's gay. Your cat, your dog's blind and dying, and like,
your cat's fat."
Yeah, like that was it for like the first 10 to 20 minutes. And my roommate was there, and he was like, "Who the fuck was that?"
Your roommate's like a learned doctor. Like, you're going to come into my house and start bashing me, you fucking street performer. Get out of here.
Fucking street performer.
Dude, he said, what the hell was he on? I was like, dude, he was stone cold sober. He was like, what a fucking weirdo.
You go back and you drum on your paint bucket under the overpass. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, that was pretty much it from that one. So I was like, appreciate it, dude. But he doesn't hang out with people like us. He hangs out with other doctors and nurses and shit like that, and he gets respected for the most part of his day. And so he's not used to having somebody in just trashing everything around him. It was actually really great to watch, but at the same time I was like, Ooh, man.
Matt's like, I might not have a place to live after this. Let alone do another burnt bridge.
He's like, who are these boys you're hanging out with?
I don't like your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
He pulled Matt in the house by his ear.
Yeah.
So, come here, young man.
They're a bad influence on you.
Right. Yeah, that was like a 2-hour podcast of just.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
It was something. It was early on, all right? We were still feeling each other out ourselves.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, before we even got to having guests. So.
And, well, and DWs. First.
We've gotten a lot better, I think, since then.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's nice to think that.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mr. Hot Tips over here. What tips you got for us? Speaking of hot tips.
He'll give you the hottest.
Yeah,
you?
let's see it. I mean, let's hear him.
Yeah, just give me your hot tip.
No, it was, I mean, because I was listening from early on. I was listening as you guys went through. As a graduate of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Thank you.
Oh, right. Cool. Nice drop in there. I like
right.
it.
I've done nothing with it.
Right.
I tried doing
put
radio,
on resumes.
I tried
sure.
doing radio work, and I hated it.
Well,
I
mean, why? You got a good voice. I got the voice for radio.
I don't know. Like, I like doing on-camera stuff, so then I started trying doing acting and all of that shit. But, like, yes, just like that. Like a fucking John Lovitz.
Right, yeah.
Acting!
Yeah,
what's with all that shit in here?
Yeah, but like, there's a grind to radio that sucks. Like, worse than the comedy grind is. Like, I used to drive from St. Pete to Plant City to go to some dude's garage to do an internet radio program and run the boards for it.
Mm-hmm.
It was SLRN, Sports Live Radio Network.
Sounds like Open Mic Live.
And no, but like literally detached garage.
Oh.
And like go in and here's the thing, he had credentials. Like I probably could have gotten to like sports games and sports ball stuff and so on. No, but like he right. literally had credentials like USF, Bulls games and all of that good stuff. But I would go in there and run the boards on, they would run live commentary on high school basketball games.
Oh, man.
And I have to run the board for the women's game and then for the men's game afterwards. So I'm there for like 3 hours, just run the board, run the commercials. I got to do the announcements of like the scores between the women and men's game.
Mm-hmm.
Women's basketball on TV is boring. On radio is even more boring.
Right.
In a fucking garage, running the board for is the there was more than one occasion I'd startle myself awake and be like, why is there dead air? I'm like, oh fuck, I'm supposed to have a commercial on right now. I don't know how long I've been asleep. This isn't good. Let's just throw a 15 second on. I don't know how long of a timeout we have.
Right.
It sucked. But I did that. I did an AM radio show for a while. Another sports show. And I just, I don't know. I didn't love it. I didn't love running it. I like being on.
Right.
I don't love running it.
Yeah, running it's terrible.
Well, everyone wants to do the star part. No one wants to put in the legwork.
Yeah, I just like being talent nowadays. That's my goal.
Yeah.
Ever since like when I first started acting and I went on set.
Acting!
Thank you. and they were like, hey, this is where the talent goes. I'm like, what? You're calling me what?
Ooh.
You damn right.
About time. Talent. Getting respect.
You're like, why is this Talon not have a San Pellegrino in his hand?
Yeah,
right now?
Like, where's craft services?
Chop, chop, Susan.
It better goddamn well be orange.
It was great. I enjoyed that for a while, but then I hated acting. Oh, I didn't hate acting. I liked acting. I hated being around actors.
Because they're all so fake.
Oh, God. They're all so full of themselves. They all love themselves more than anything else. And like, not
your youth made you a good actor because you had to act straight?
No. You assume I was a good actor. No.
Well, your friends wouldn't believe you.
I did start in a film, and then I was like, I have bit roles in a couple independent films that you can find around. But no.
Like
Pirates, I got out of
right?
acting because friends of mine were good.
At Fantasyland.
No, he's got a guest role in Pirates.
Right.
The independent film I started, which we shot right around here, by the way, like literally blocks away. The thrift store across the street.
Mm-hmm.
We shot a scene in there, guerrilla style. But I play me and my girlfriend, wife. I don't know if she's ever defined
fake.
In there. We have a sex scene in there.
Mm. In the thrift store?
No, but in the movie.
Oh.
And she was so pissed after she found out, after the whole filming and everything was done, she found out I was gay at the screening of the film. And she was so mad at me. She's like, that sex scene would have been better if I knew you were gay. And I was like, that sex scene would have been better if you were a better actress. That was the problem.
And that's what you were.
I rocked the shit out of it.
That's when she really girlfriend. Found out he was gay.
Yeah.
Put that stamp on her, dude.
That was a miserable time. But it's a fun, bad film.
Yeah. That
is like, that when you bring out the flamboyancy? Is when, like, bitches be tripping, and you're like, excuse me, girlfriend, and then you just go all into it.
That's when he brings it out as the risk.
That's when I would.
The lisp.
I would do that. You know.
The cliche lisp.
I don't know. I do bring it out sometimes, but it's if I'm drinking, it'll come out. You guys have never hung out with me drunk.
That's true.
Thanks for inviting me.
I don't.
These are dicks.
Yeah, I don't think I should.
I don't drink with these people.
You guys aren't my friends at all.
Yeah, we're
took
comics.
A dark turn.
Yeah. We're comedians. Comics aren't your friends.
Oh, that's...
So wait, so at your show,
yeah.
you open up more, you're saying, at the Wigs and Wit, or?
I don't know, maybe some. Oh. Yeah. Because I mean,
you're around more, you know,
yeah.
drag queens, whatever.
It's funny, I did an all-gay audience show once, like 60 people or something like that, and I realized that all of my jokes are geared towards, like, introducing straight people to the gay world.
Right.
So I'm just going through my jokes, and as I'm doing that, I realize that, like, I need to change it on the fly. Because they already know the gay world. So I can't get away with some of the jokes I do.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, that's not true. You're a liar.
I'm going to start calling you out. You're going to get heckled.
I'm like, oh, shit, you guys know. Yeah. All right, hold up.
He's like, you're talking to us like we don't know.
Yeah, so it was like I had to change on check. The fly. I was like, oh, right. Fuck, these jokes don't work the same.
Right.
Never mind.
Right.
That's interesting. I never thought about that.
Like, you can't rag on yourself for not being good at being gay in front of, like, 60 gay guys.
Yeah.
And you're like...
You're like, I'll show you good.
Yeah, like, it's just a weird...
Put him to the test.
Right. Yeah.
The crucible.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so what would be the gay test?
Crucible. Why are you looking at Matt for
it's
that?
Pretty much... I mean, that's a good...
Because I feel like he's been put to it.
It's pretty much penis. I think it's just penis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like...
No, but like
look
like
at
if,
it.
Once
it.
You came touch out, it. Out did, it, did your friends start fucking
it,
with you?
If David. Louis C.K. starts jerking off in front of you and you touch it, that's the test. You're gay.
Got David, it. It's like the Mortal Kombat levels, like the different size pillars.
Yeah.
Like if you can just go all the way to the Grandmaster level.
Got it. No, I'm saying, did your straight friends fuck with you when you came out?
Not really. The
like,
second
what
guy
I would, what I'm just thinking, sorry, I'm going to interrupt, but I was just thinking like they would... I don't remember. I lost it. Go
it was
ahead.
2 seconds ago.
I know. Just
the second guy I came out to, my friend Adam, after I convinced him, there was this pause, and he looked at me and goes, so when can I start telling jokes about it?
There you go. Okay.
And I said, as long as they're funny, I don't care. Funny's funny. And he was like, good.
Well, no. Well, the one
really
guy,
all
yeah,
I care
that's
about.
A, that's yeah. a, I found it again. What you were saying is like you were in a car with your buddy, the first one you came out
yeah.
to. So like after you told him he didn't believe you, did you just like slip in the Sound of Music soundtrack or some shit? Like some kind of, I'm trying to think of like, you know, Broadway, like very stereotypical shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, did you fuck with them and start doing very stereotypical gay stuff around them?
Yeah,
just
I guess
to fuck with
that
them?
Was one of my questions. Like,
that's
are,
what I was trying to get.
With like, what are your favorite gay stereotypes?
His favorite.
Yeah.
I just wanted dead air there. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys could have seen that stare, it would have made it so much better.
I think he killed Matt with it.
I mean, I don't...
That's sharpened.
I don't... I mean, I don't know. What list gay stereotypes. I'll tell you if I... I don't know. I like sex with men. Is that a gay stereotype?
That's
I feel
gay.
Like that's really
that's
fun.
A pretty big
right,
one.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that one. It's fun.
I feel like a lot of people think gay people, like gay men, let me be clear, are like...
Lesbians very, don't count.
Yeah, exactly. Are very promiscuous. But
I mean,
clearly not.
Sure, clearly not. I said I dated two guys. I mean, like, I have two exes.
Yeah.
I didn't say I only had sex with two guys. No. Gay men. Here's the thing. And I described this to a friend when we were young and you start going through, like when we were in college, after college I came out, and we started going through your numbers, right? And he's like, oh, I need to slow down. I'm getting up to, like, double digits. I've slept with 9 women. And I was like, ooh. All right, that's cool. And he just looked at me, and I was like, here's the thing. Imagine a world.
Imagine
what's
a
the
world.
One thing that stops you from having sex? The girl saying no, right? I would assume?
Yeah.
Every guy here?
For yeah. most guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Imagine she's not a part of the equation.
So it's just
imagine
dicks,
your numbers then.
It's just dick swinging, is what you're
a
saying.
A guy wants
all
sex.
Out there.
Another guy wants sex. Who's saying no?
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, gay's great.
Fuck, it sounds like it, dude.
Listen, if I can convince one married, of you to then? Try it, I get a toaster. This is really the point of this.
Yeah. Toaster? Is this like this, it's this underground
it's
thing.
A Wonder Woman toaster oven. It's really what I want.
It's an easy bake oven?
Yeah.
Well, so that means you gave up so much more getting married.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was just an impossibly large pool of candidates you had, basically.
Sure.
Yeah, straight people, we get
just
married.
Just slimming a dick.
Yeah, we get married. Straight men. Straight men get married because a girl touches it more than, like, twice a week. So you're like, I better lock this down.
You're like, this is the best it's going to get.
Yeah, I better lock this down now. You, gay so marriage you literally is for had, real. You had the buffet, yeah. And you closed it down to open
a
restaurant.
Choice. You know what I mean? Like, right. We're like, this is the hot dog that's delicious.
Yeah. Right. We're just going to have one hot dog cart.
This is that's it. This is my lobster roll.
No, it's like he closed down the buffet to be like Meals on Wheels. Like, just really bring it down to the most basic nutritional. Yeah. Marriage.
I don't know.
Marriage.
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 Bring that together.
Not a witch, I'm your wife.
There's a great sign I've seen for a law firm that says, like, they do divorce and then also same-sex divorce. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's still divorce.
That's, I mean, that plays right into that new joke where I was saying I'm gay, right. Jeff.
Yeah.
I'll burn the joke on here. I don't care.
Was it a...
Nobody will hear.
Someone's going to argue about who gets the French bulldog.
Well, that's, I mean, because I said that everything is... That's what we sound like. But everything gets labeled as it all of a sudden, like when you're gay. Because it's like, we didn't get married, we got gay married. So everything becomes
but like when
gay
we,
something. Whenever
when,
all
when
of a
you pay your
when
gay
he had
mortgage.
Ricky on, he was talking about the Smirnoff that had the dudes kissing on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like...
Gay vodka.
Does that need to exist?
Gay vodka.
Like, does it need to be hetero
to
or
play
gay?
On that, though, I'll say it does. I'm going to come anti what the show felt.
Okay.
Only because... And here's the reality. And I thought about this.
You heard it here first. Jeff is coming.
I'm gonna bring this into modern times right now because I liked Black Panther. All right?
Sure.
This is where I'm going to go with this. I thought it was good. It's a good Marvel movie. I don't know if everybody's seen it. Mm-hmm. It's a good Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the greatest. I think there's better Marvel movies, in my opinion. But it's very good. That Captain America Winter Soldier is the best Marvel movie. Best storytelling, best fighting, best character development, hands down. But I recently was like, why is there such a, I don't know, reaction from the African-American community to this film? Like, why? Like, they're thanking posters for the film being made. Like, and that is, it's weird, and I didn't understand it. And then I thought about it, and I realized this film shows Africa in a positive light, in a high technology, in a rich, in a smart, in a very positive light. It's not... impoverished Africa. It's not
all that had to happen. It had to be fiction.
It's not well.
Yeah.
And
then it was amazing.
Right.
But then I thought about it, and I went, when Brokeback Mountain came out,
right,
which was a good film. Ang Lee, great director, was a mainstream film. No gay love story had been put on screen like that at that budget at that level. So we as a community loved that because all of a sudden we were like, oh. That's something I can relate to
you,
on screen.
Yeah, you but it was also they're cowboys.
Hang on.
On the steel horse, they ride.
You don't think American Beauty did that job before?
You mean where the guy killed him because he was a repressed homosexual?
Yeah.
I don't think it did it the same.
A little
I think
different.
There's a slight difference in there.
But the artistry.
those two listen, cowboys.
Listen, there was smiley sauce in both of those films. Yeah.
Just a different
two,
kind.
Right. Yeah, those two cowboys tied each other up for different reasons.
Really, there's a slight difference. But then, because there's a movie coming out on all these previews called Love, Simon.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple, like, kids coming out story, blah, blah, blah. But it's a mainstream. And I go, I get why I'm excited about that because I don't see that. You know, I'm 37 years. How many mainstream kid coming out movies have you really seen previews for in a theater? You don't. So with the Smirnoff thing, do I think it's necessary? No, I think it's definitely pandering to a community. That being said, I'm walking into a bar. Am I going to buy that necessarily?
Specifically because it has it on
I'm
there.
Not going
I hope you're not going to a bar and buying a whole bottle. I'm concerned.
Listen, don't judge my life, all right? We're a drinking community. Don't judge me. There's a lot of repressed feelings.
Right. Just leave it on the counter. I'm going to need the whole goddamn thing.
I said leave it.
But no, you're just saying, so it's good to see that in a positive
way. The more that you get to see it, the more you realize that, because like I said, as we talked about when I was growing up, gay was bad, you repressed it, you did all of this. So the more that it's not that, the more it can be talked about freely, the more, you know, Ricky Hicken had a bottle of, what was it, Smirnoff or Stoli? What was it, Smirnoff?
Smirnoff.
gay Smirnoff, and you guys talked about gay on the show because of that bottle.
Are right. people not aware of gay at this point?
Aware of and talk about two different things. Okay. I mean...
True.
It's still kind of hush-hush.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like I've been spoiled by living in like a modern city. Like
that's another thing too. We got to realize like we grew up in like more of a modern area.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more and it's acceptable. I hate to say that. That sounds horrible, but you know what I mean? Being from Virginia, where I'm from, I had friends in different walks of life from Virginia Beach. So like some of them were really like, didn't give a shit and some of them were still kind of like homophobic about it.
I feel like by the time I got to college, I was surrounded by people that if someone came out, they were like excited. They were like, I know a gay man.
Yeah. Well, college is different where it's
a the novelty of it.
Most people go to college that are educated, Stephen, all right? This isn't dumb yokels that I had to deal with, all right? So it's a little bit different, but...
I was in the econ program. Yeah. A lot of fucking morons, trust me.
But no, it was like, yeah, it's like on TV, like Modern Family just comes to mind because they have that gay couple.
And that helps.
And it's like,
change.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like, oh, it's acceptable. It's like the first interracial, it was like back when interracial relationships were like, ooh, like that was...
Now they're just hot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. BBC, let me get some. That's my favorite porn, is big black guys.
Is
fucking
it?
Pale white, fat blonde girls.
Because it's so authentic.
Yes. So good. No, it's just because it's a fantasy, and it's like, I would never have that size dick.
You always wish to be that girl?
Yeah. No.
I put on my sundress and I twirl and I twirl.
That's your angle. Mine is I just wish I had a big black dick. So I guess we're kind of on the same
place
there.
We're both wishing the same thing.
We're on the same scatamaran. We're just in a little different ocean.
Twirl with your sundress and big old dick. Laughing in the wind.
If you could just graft one on, would you, Dave?
What, a big black dick?
Yeah.
Like if you but go. I'd want to be black, too. That's part of it.
No, just the dick. They're not going to do the whole thing.
That was an old J.B. Ball joke. Do you guys remember that? Did you guys ever hear
Which
that?
Which one?
He talks about that there was a news story about there was like a guy replaced his dick or something. Like it was shot off and they replaced it. And like, which is all great. But
was it a Chinese guy?
I don't think so. But they like...
It was like a big tail, right?
He was in the war. And so they replaced it. And he talks about he makes the whole joke about like, what if you could choose your dick?
Yeah.
And he was like, would you just put a black dick down there? And then you're like, yeah, I'm black from the waist down. And like, it was this whole...
Right.
It was like, I'm Marcus from the waist up and Jamarcus from the waist down or something. Like, yeah, it was an old bit of his he used to do years ago.
I don't remember that.
But it was like a real story that actually happened. And then,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, we could make jokes about real stories? That's when I learned that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I know that now.
Yeah, it's just, what was it, Kirk Metzger? He's like, most of this is just stuff that I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you can do that.
So how long have you guys been doing comedy? I'm curious. David?
July will be 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, July, like 3 years. June or July.
Would you guys just get out of the Jack movie together and then to go do comedy together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's exactly it. Friends.
I meant the gay porn, by the way.
I know.
All right.
Oh, wait, there's a gay porn version?
There's got to be one named Jack.
Yeah, except for
assume.
his dick grows four sizes.
It becomes more mature as he ages. Yeah. Just got a gray
it's
dick.
Just the ball starts sagging.
He's like, all right.
The tip sipping some wine while the other.
He's like 16.
The base.
He's like weather beaten with liver spots.
Right. Yeah. Varicose veins on his cock. Stephen, how long have you been doing it?
8 months.
8 months. I thought it was just under a year for you. All right, cool. I was just curious.
How long for you, Jeff Klein?
June will be 4 years, I want to say.
You got it off and on, though, didn't you, for like...
No, I mean, like, yeah, in this 4 years, it's been off and on, because I used to work nights. So, like, the first time I was on stage, I was at this little gay town up in Boston called Provincetown.
It's called Little Gay.
It's literally a gay town.
Little Gay.
Isn't that a country band, Little Gay Town?
Little Gay Town.
There needs to be one.
It does. That's my next endeavor.
Property values skyrocketed.
The first successful gay country group.
Yeah,
that's a tough hill.
Pentatonix does country, don't they?
Yeah, I don't.
They
know.
They gotta be gay.
Yeah,
they gotta be.
Who?
the acapella group. Jesus,
yeah. Yeah. You can do it in rock. Like Devo was for sure gay, but
yeah. Well, and what? Dee Snider.
That's not rock. That's new wave. God damn you!
Oh, my bad. New wave.
I'll come over the staple at you.
I mean, I feel like Queen.
Oh yeah, there's rock music. Yeah,
cool. Judas Priest.
We were listening to Freddie Mercury on the way here.
Yeah,
it's great.
Rob,
but
Helfrey.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, what was I saying?
He's a G. Oh yeah, the first Rob Helfrey.
So I went up
Providence.
I was up in Provincetown, and I mentioned to friends I was thinking about going to an open mic, and they were like, "Oh yeah, well we got you 5 minutes on stage up here," and I was like, "That's not what I asked for. That's a completely different thing. I've never written anything. Right? Like, yeah, just write 5 minutes." So I wrote 5 minutes. And I went up on that Wednesday, and then ever since I still post it. Like every time the anniversary comes around, I'll post that video. Right. Doing comedy and shorts in Provincetown.
Did it go well?
I didn't know. Let's say there was 9 to 10 people in the audience, 5 of them lesbians, and I made lesbians laugh. And to me, that was a win.
Oh, yeah.
That was a
for
win.
For sure.
Yeah, it went well. It went well. The annoying thing was this, though. This is a fun anecdote. So, we got there on Saturday. They told us they told me that we were doing. I was doing that on Wednesday. I was like, oh, shit. So then I'm, like, free. That's not a vacation because I'm in my head, right? I got to write 5 minutes of material that I've never written comedy or blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I write it. I get all ready. I'm practicing around like the balcony where we're staying. And then the day of, fucking Wednesday morning, I go take a shower. I come back into the bedroom. Bob's there. Bob, the boyfriend at the time, now husband. And he has my notebook open. He's reading it. This is exactly how he says it. So these are your jokes?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing tonight. No, they're good. No, they're fine. No, they're good. They're good. And I still do the joke today. It's about cats and dogs and so on, and cats are killers.
He's like, I got some notes.
And he was like, yeah, I had this whole thing about lizards in my house. It's like a lizard refugee camp. They haven't seen daylight in years or blah, 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 blah. They're hiding. And he was like, this whole lizard stuff, I'd cut it. It makes no sense. You're up in Boston. Nobody knows what the hell a lizard is. Just cut it. It doesn't make any sense. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm doing this tonight.
Yeah.
Like any other day prior to this would have been great.
Yeah.
But I listened to him. I cut it. I wrote jokes about the city itself. And it was a smart move. And I actually, it was a good thing. So, but like nothing like the day of doing your first time on stage and be like, oh, so these are your jokes?
Yeah, no, from like the person that you eventually would marry is like, yeah. You're like, oh, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask, is he like your go to for like
to your writing partner as well?
So like, is this bit dog shit, Bob?
At the time,
is this bit
especially right after like when it started? So he did this. He was like, hey, look, I'm your Jane Wagner. And I was like, I have no idea what that means, and I don't have time to figure it out. And if you don't know, because I had to Google it, if you don't know who Jane Wagner is, you know who Lily Tomlin is, right? Everybody knows Lily Tomlin. So Lily Tomlin has the same writing partner for 50 years, and it is her girlfriend of 50 years who writes almost majority of her stuff and works with her own writing partner. Every time you see a Lily Tomlin poster, it says Jane Wagner on there. They're now married, I think, but before anybody knew she was gay, that was her writing partner, et cetera.
So wait, you know this kind of stuff. Like, you probably knew this when you were younger, and people were still like, I don't believe he's gay.
Well, I didn't know. Again, Bob was like, I'm your Jane Wagner. I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is. He's like, it's Lily Wagner's partner. I was like, I don't even know Lily Wagner's gay. This is too much information on a day I'm doing comedy. Shut up. Right. So for a while, when I was starting doing open mics, it was like, hey, I'm going to do this joke. Is it funny? And he's like, no, or yes, or I get it. It wasn't great sounding board, but it was an honest one.
Yeah,
but now I go to a writer's group and I bounce it off them and I don't bother him with it anymore. So, that's which he appreciates because when he does go out to shows, which is rare,
it's fresh.
He'll be like, oh, I haven't heard that before. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. So, but I'll still bring stuff home and be like, oh, I thought of this joke and I think it's funny and I'll mention it, you know, around. Say if it's dumb or not.
Yeah, my girlfriend is probably like my primary person I run shit by.
They're honest. For better or worse, they're honest, which is,
well,
if they can be.
It gives you the response of an actual audience member, because like other comics are going to be like, they'll give you the comic response.
Yeah. The worst was I did, first or second time I ever did Dunedin Brewery, I got drunk, because they put me on way late. They didn't know who the hell I was, and that's fine. That's life. And it's been all late. I had way too many of those high percentage beers, and then I spent most of my 5 minutes yelling at this guy talking at the bar. And then, like, all of a sudden, I got the light. I'm like, I didn't even start a joke yet. So I started doing the joke. And then I'm like, bucket. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. It was horrible.
You're the hero Dunedin needs, though.
It was really
bad.
Shut
the fuck up.
It's actually my hometown, too. And my dad was out, but that was my dad's first time seeing me do comedy.
Oh, no.
And my dad's a CPA, and the next day, my dad calls me, and he says, hey, so you want some notes from last night? And I was like, is my accountant dad giving me notes on comedy?
I think I know what funny is.
But, yeah, yes, oh, that's the like, yeah.
You were bad.
Listen, I'm not a comic, but I know what funny is. And you're like, oh, no.
But, I mean, all my love for
just
comedy
hear
came
him flipping
from
through the notes.
Yeah.
So... But it was annoying, and nothing's worse than having your dad be like, you want some notes? No. I get it was bad.
Yeah.
I was there, too.
Yeah, I was. We were all there.
Bad. There, kind of.
I did a bad job.
Yeah.
He's seen me since. It's fine.
Jeff did bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just drinking too much before you go up, like, sucks.
Last time I did that.
Yeah, if you ever record your stuff, oh, my God. It's after two drinks, you're like, oh, there it is. That's bad. That sounds so bad. It sounds so sloppy. Like, you may be up there and you may feel like you're doing really well, but you go back and listen to it, you're like, man, that sounds so sloppy.
Start slurring your words.
Yeah.
It's not that, but it's also remembering your stuff and being crisp up there and being able to tell the joke properly.
Well,
the more I drank, the worse I was at that.
The thing is, if you're going to smoke and you're going to, like, drink and all that shit, like, you're fucking with your ability to sense the room.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
That's the entire problem, is people will be like, oh, yeah, I did okay. It's like, no, you didn't.
No.
Because you were super drunk. You think you did okay.
Right. It's like, you went up there, you told a joke, and you started, like, laughing at it, but nobody else was laughing.
Yeah. And then there was a 15-second,
Yeah.
That's almost the equivalent of, like, the person who comes out for the first time and brings, like, 30 of their friends with them.
Right.
And then they just do inside jokes. And it's like, I killed with the room. It's like, no, only your friends were laughing. We have no idea what you're talking about.
You brought your living room to us.
Yeah, yeah, that's all it is. Your little Applebee's party to the fucking
comedy.
I had friends
keep wanting to come out to, like, oh, Jeff, you're doing comedy now. I want to come see you. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, because, like, it's one of those, like, no, you want to see... Here's the thing, like, I compared it to, sports reference for you, I compared it to, like, I'm learning how to dribble the ball right now. You don't want to come see that. You don't want to go to, like, a middle school, high school game. You want to see somebody slam dunk.
Or, like, the and practice. Like, you go to, like, the middle school practice.
Yeah,
and
I
like, dribbling.
Not there.
Yeah.
We're running drills right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about practice.
You want to see somebody throwing it down.
Yeah, that's what you want. Like, you don't want to, you wait till I'm there, then right. Come out.
Come to see Jeff dunk.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, nice. That's what I'd like to see.
Is now it? They're allowed out. I can make a free throw now, so they're allowed out.
Right,
allowed out.
Nice.
You guys want to rap?
Sounds good to me.
You got some plugs, anybody? Jeff?
I got you on the show this Sunday. It comes out Wednesday, right? This comes out Wednesday?
This comes out Wednesday, so
Yeah. So Sunday the 11th, Wigs and Wit,
mm-hmm.
The incomparable Stephen Henry.
Yeah.
And then two
I don't know what you'd want me... I don't know what you'd want to compare me to.
Hey, at least you got your
comparable.
Well, you got your queens just lined up, right?
American Beauty.
Yeah, Rachel Rowan and Shannon Kelly. We'll be there.
Yes.
And then I have some pretty funny, pretty good drag queens that are going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Two actually returning winners on the drag queen
side
are coming back to compete.
Do we have to pick the song ahead of time, or is that
I would pick the song. Yeah. I mean, yes. Pick a song ahead of time, practice it, be ready for it.
In the unlikely event I beat Rachel and Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel will probably be drunk.
No.
Nah.
See how many times she goes to her purse.
Shannon, you know, may or may not be living on the streets by then. We don't know what's happening.
She said she's not longer
famous.
Yeah, I can read Facebook.
It's a Facebook
update. I can read between Facebook, too.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, you mean you talk to people?
That's day to day.
Gotcha. There you go. It's like being an alcoholic.
I kid.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You kid, but you love, but not really.
No, but that's going to be a good show. So, yeah, Sunday, Wigs and Wit, and then that's every second Sunday of the month. That's fun. And then, where are we in March? April's next month? Is that
April is next month.
How a calendar works?
Yeah, I think so.
And Matt, you're in April, right?
Yeah.
I got you in April. You're my only comic right now in April. So I need to fill two more comic slots.
Yeah. He has to try and...
comics.
You try
fill this slot.
I'm trying to make it as awkward as possible. Not inviting David Wayne.
Exactly.
So it'll be.
It's not awkward at all.
It'll be Matt Williams.
I would do your stupid show anyway.
Matt Williams and Randy Holden and
Spike Salzer.
And Spike Salzer.
I should so get Spike.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Do it,
Spikina.
Spikina.
Don't threaten him with a good time.
Yeah.
You got any plugs, David?
Yeah. March 30th, I'll be at the Cava. Shelly Harris's
Kilos,
room.
Kava.
Kilos, Kava.
Okay.
I mean, in Safety Harbor.
Safety Harbor.
Nice.
March 30th. I'll be doing like 20-something minutes, so come see that.
Goddamn right.
stretch my legs a little bit. I don't know if I can stand up for that long, so I'm going to have to sit down. But
it's going to be a crowd.
Have you done 20 yet?
The most I've done is like 17.
Okay.
But
yeah, you can do it.
Yeah,
no, and this was like a, you know, when I was like a year in.
Yeah, no, I was just curious.
It was like an improv. Yeah, it was like an improv or impromptu, like last minute thing. And I just was like, well, I'm going to burn everything I have in my notebook. And I did. It was like 17 and a half minutes. And
I love 20s because you can open up and you can really just.
That's what I'm saying.
It.
Yeah.
It's
so
it's
I'm excited trying to build it and trying to get it together. But we'll see how she goes. But
cool.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited for tonight to get a 15 minute open mic spot.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fucking crazy. That'll have already happened by the time these people hear this, but yeah.
You fucking missed it, people.
You missed either a great 15 or complete bombing.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you got?
March 12th, Tommy Bell, Apollo Beach.
Oh, who else is going to be there?
Selman.
What?
I think.
I thought it was me.
Just kidding. I just wanted to say Selman.
That's
Steven.
That's
Steven's going to be there with
me. You're one of the feature comics there?
Yeah.
Yep, it's Matt and I.
Yep. I forgot Steven.
Another 15, 20 minutes for you guys.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go and be super animated. Steven's going to statuesquely stand up there, deliver his shit.
Yeah.
Statuesque.
Not a whole lot of moving.
Yeah. Not a lot of inflection either.
Was statuesque on your list today?
No, it's from a bonus episode that we had. Right. It was like a callback.
It came out. It was the John Jay one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It did come out.
It's out now, baby.
Oh, it's out there.
Because we hit 1,000 downloads.
Yeah. We're almost at 1,500 now, so I'm excited, hopefully, with this one.
Yeah.
I am not going to help you guys.
You're going to give us that 1,500
I didn't know if that's what you guys were expecting.
I mean,
with this.
No, at least this was like helpful. You know, we got the gay one-on-one.
Yeah, not just David learned today. Everyone did.
Yeah. We all grew together.
Shooting Rainbow Star. The
more you blow.
Yeah, just... Shoot those colors off your scatamaran.
And then
to the gay harbor.
I guess the only other thing I have to plug is I'll be doing a guest set at Side Splitters at 10:30 on Saturday. And the fuck else do I? I know I have something else. Oh, I wanted to do Rafik a favor and promote his fucking show, the Coast to Coast thing, the Improv today, Wednesday, March 7th.
Sure.
I think it's like $5 or free. Just go.
Yeah, regardless.
Yeah. And
go before the open mic and hang out.
Yeah, I'll be there for the open mic and probably sit in the back and watch Kyle probably confuse a bunch of old people who came in off the street.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's it.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye, people.
Bye.